This is Akashvani, the news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today described the contributions of Rajaraj Chola and Rajendra Chola as symbolic of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat and praised the Chola dynasty's cultural and architectural achievements. Speaking at the valedictory function of the Adi Thiruvathirai festival in Gangaikonda Cholapuram in Tamil Nadu today, the Prime Minister honoured the legacy of two great rulers. He recalled Rajendra Chola's historic act of bringing Ganga water to the south.
Ek prakar se Raj Raja ki ye shraddha bhumi hai. Aur us shraddha bhumi mein Ilya Raja ne aaj jis prakar se Shiv bhakti mein hum sab ko dubo diya. Savan ka maas ho, Raj Raja ki shraddha bhumi ho, aur Ilya Raja ki ye tapasya ho. Kaisa adbhut vatavaran, aur main to Kashi ka sansad hoon. Aur jab Om Namah Shivaya sunta hoon, to rongte khade ho jate.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space. He said that children began to show curiosity about science and space, developing ambitions of becoming space scientists. Highlighting the courage of 18-year-old freedom fighter Khudiram Bose, the Prime Minister said that August is the month of revolution. The Prime Minister mentioned Om Prakash Sahu from Gumla district, Jharkhand, who left the path of violence to start fish farming. The Prime Minister observed that many former Naxalite members have now become job providers.
आज बासिया ब्लॉक के 150 से ज्यादा परिवार मछली पालन से जुड़ चुके हैं. कई तो ऐसे लोग हैं जो कभी नक्सली संगठन में थे, अब वे गांव में ही सम्मान से जीवन जी रहे हैं और दूसरों को रोजगार दे रहे हैं. गुमला की यह यात्रा हमें सिखाती है, अगर रास्ता सही हो और मन में भरोसा हो तो सबसे कठिन परिस्थितियों में भी विकास का दीप जल सकता है.
The Lok Sabha will begin a special discussion on Operation Sindoor tomorrow, focusing on the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had earlier informed that 16 hours have been allotted for the debate, with a similar discussion scheduled in the Rajya Sabha on Tuesday.
पहले हम ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पे चर्चा करेंगे. ये ऑपोजिशन पार्टी का ही मांग था, सरकार ने एग्री पहले दिन से किया है. तो ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पे चर्चा पूरा करने के बाद अगले विषय क्या लेंगे उसका हम बाद में तय करेंगे. इसलिए मंडे से लोकसभा में 16 आवर्स 16 घंटे के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी और ट्यूसडे को राज्यसभा में फिर 16 घंटे के लिए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर पर चर्चा होगी. तो ये आज बीएसई में तय किया गया.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the seamless logistics management was a deciding factor in the success of Operation Sindoor. The Defence Minister said this while virtually addressing the convocation ceremony of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya in Vadodara. Highlighting the importance of logistics in the economic progress of the country, the Defence Minister emphasized they should be seen through the prism of strategic importance and not just as a process of delivering goods. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed deep sorrow over the stampede incident in Mansa Devi Temple in Haridwar today and wished a speedy recovery for the injured. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident in which at least 6 people were killed and 20 injured. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal was felicitated in Mumbai today after the signing of the India-UK Free Trade Agreement FTA, which marked a historic moment in India's international trade journey. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Piyush Goyal said that the India-UK FTA is not just a trade agreement, it is a bold and transformative step towards a developed India. Moving on to sports and cricket, India were 223 for 4 at lunch in their second innings against England on the last day of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.